This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live at the red carpet outside the Gala. The Nationals starting to make their way into their season opening event. Fans streamed along the fences, 3-4 rows deep, getting autographs and pictures. As players come through, we'll grab them and bring them over. I think Mike Rizzo is going to join us in just a moment. But it is a beautiful day. Baseball is back. Feels like spring again.
Oh, it does. It's perfect. It's gorgeous out. And you know what's so funny is, like, there's always a moment because we're so used to seeing baseball players in their baseball uniform. I know that sounds stupid, but when guys walk by, you could see a lot of fans, even, you know, Nationals fans who are here, they know the Nationals, are going, wait, that's Victor Robles, right? Like, they're having to, like, double check just because these dudes are wearing these, like, you know, $5,000 suits with all the accoutrements and they look amazing. But so out of uniform, it's jarring for a second, right, at first. But it is cool, man. Everybody dresses to the nines. The players seem to enjoy themselves coming to it, and the fans are obviously here rocking and rolling.
It is officially spring, not only because we're at a Nats event, but I was just thinking about this. The Caps have this massive game tonight
Yeah, that's true.
And last year we didn't get one of these, right?
No.
I mean, they struggled. They're already getting ready to surpass last year's points total. Very different spot organizationally. But this is kind of the rite of passage around here as the weather warms up a little bit. You start getting ready for playoff hockey, which if they win tonight, about a 75% chance mathematically that they'll get in, coinciding with Thursday's opening day. So we made it. It's a nice little change of pace. It's refreshing. Obviously, the NFL offseason's still ongoing. League meetings this week. Commanders had a big free agency.
That's right.
Now they're getting ready for the draft, but this is about as good as it gets.
They get a NCAA tournament, by the way, mixed in every weekend. Your dance card is full. It's the best, man. Listen, nothing beats the fall start of football and then proceeding start, you know, championships in baseball and a couple other sports, things like that. That's the best because the weather's perfect, but I'm telling you, this is a decent second place time of year for sports. There's lots to do and lots to see.
Speaking of the NCAA tournament, I'm perfectly fine with the lack of upsets. I think we had just enough. We had some great stories, right? The Fighting Golkies knocking off Kentucky. They had a buzzer beater to force an overtime. In a one seed, almost get eliminated.
Yep.
But by way of all the ones and twos advancing, best eight teams in the tournament are on to the Sweet 16. And of the 16 remaining teams, 10 of the top 12 teams in the bracket, all but two of the three seeds, Kentucky, getting eliminated, obviously. And they were boom or bust. I think a lot of people felt like that was possible. But we had a couple of stunners. You had Yale over Auburn.
Yale beat Auburn for goodness sakes.
Just enough to kind of whet the appetite in that regard. But now I think we're set up for an actual strong stretch run here with 10 of the 12 best teams in America coming in, remaining in the Sweet 16.
One of my mildly lukewarm, I'd say, maybe even tepid sports takes. You could even call it mildly hot, I suppose. This is actually what it should look like. There's some upsets. That's always wonderful. That's always fun. When it's too many, like last year's Final Four, who was in it? Right now, top of your head, if you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Who was in it? Florida Atlantic was in it. A couple other teams. it's not memorable that way. The upsets are awesome, but they're fleeting. It's like that sugar high, right? What ends up lasting and being more fun are the juggernaut-type games, some of the upsets sprinkled in. They need to be just enough to then make sure that they're still...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Special.
We're joined now by Mike Rizzo, the president of baseball operations for the Washington Nationals, as they are walking the red carpet. Rizzo getting ready to make his way in to the anthem for this annual gala. Mike, you look great as always. Good to see you again.
Thank you, guys. It's a nice night to dress up for
a good
cause.
Right?
You guys do a lot. This has become a kind of a must-attend event for Nats fans. Very, very cool for them to get the opportunity to see everybody walking in. But it is for a really good cause, as you mentioned, as well.
Oh, definitely. Philanthropies do with the Nationals is outstanding. And Marla Tannenbaum is the driver behind that, and she has done and her group have done throughout the history of the Nationals is immense. It's incredible and really not spoken about it enough, in my opinion.
So the preamble today, I think, is so cool. I love that this is what's happening now. I love that you guys are doing this. The kids get a chance to, like, James Wood has a big league base hit in a major league ballpark. You know, kids are throwing from the big league mound, recording their first strikeout in a major league park. I think this is so awesome. What's your favorite part about today, the preamble, the kids versus the big leaguers?
I just, you know, you see them in their future environment. Yeah. I think that's what it's all about. There's none of these guys, you know, Cruzy and Woody, they're not awed by, you know, Nationals Park or any baseball field. Mm-hmm. They've been there, done that. They've been through a lot of events and that type of thing. But it's good for them to see the dimensions, see the ballpark, see the angles, and that type of thing. And it was just fun to see all the prospects that you hear about, from low A rookie league prospects to guys that are, you know, sniffing the big leagues, together on one team, you know, playing against the big league team.
Yeah, that was amazing today over at Nats Park, including Harleen Susana. I mean, he looked like a big league closer. Touched 102. Phil. Had a plus breaking ball, struck out the side, nearly messed around, had an immaculate inning. That kind of stole the show a little bit there.
Yeah, you know, he's flashed that before. He's got a big league changeup also that he didn't break out today. But he's a three pitch guy that has incredible stuff. That's a very young, inexperienced pitcher that we've got to log innings to. And you know, we're going to run him out there every 5 days and get his reps in and get his work in.
You guys made the final roster decision today. Trey Lipscomb was sent down to the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. There was some growing speculation maybe he'd make the roster as the opening day second baseman. Didn't happen. Why not?
Well, he made it tough for us to send him down, didn't he? Which is a testament to him. He's a good ball player. He's going to be a good big leaguer in the near future. We felt that, he logged a lot of innings. His whole career he's played third base. We threw him at second base at the beginning of spring training. Took to it like a duck out of water. But we want him to experience some more live games at second base. He had about 400 at-bats or so, he's only had about 400 at-bats or so above the double-A level. So we're sending him to triple-A. We're sending James Wood to triple-A and get their feet wet and send the rest of those really good prospects to Harrisburg for a short period of time and get them all together again in triple-A.
For this roster that you guys have constructed opening up this Thursday, what are you most comfortable with? And what's the one thing you go, I'm not sure about this, how this is going to go?
Well, you know, it's all about the pitching for me. You know, starting pitching is king, can we control the strike zone? Can we command the baseball? Can we get deeper in the games than we did last year? That takes the onus off a bullpen. So it's always starting pitching for me. It's always my favorite part of the game. It's always the most worrisome part of the game. You never have enough. You never have good enough or the quantity enough. We're looking for those guys to take their next step forward in their progression as big league starting pitchers. Now, they pitched you know, incredibly good for us last year, you know, taking the next step. They all finished the season in great standing. You know, they logged more innings than they ever have. They finished the season somewhere between 27 and 30 starts, which is what we wanted to do. This year, training wheels are off for those young starters. Every fifth day or so, they're going to take the ball and see if they can make another progression to becoming a real elite major league rotation.
Last thing, Mike, with some of the top guys you sent down, could they be up pretty quickly if they prove they're ready, or do you view it as maybe later into the season? What's your mindset?
You know, I've always had an open mind about that. You know, we've brought up 19-year-old guys and 28-year-old guys, you know, to make their big league debuts. So, you know, I always there's no blueprint or timetable for when you get to the big leagues. But you know, we always say that if you get brought up to the big leagues when you've mastered your level in the minor leagues, when you're acquiring him to the big league level will impact the team and also increase your developmental curve at the big league level. So I think when that happens, we're certainly not afraid to call up anybody. And we've shown in the past that chronological age has really nothing to do with it.
Mike, thank you as always, man. Really enjoyed tonight.
Pleasure,
have
guys.
Fun.
Always.
See you,
buddy. Have a blast. Mike Thanks. Rizzo of the Nationals, our coverage from the red carpet continues next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.